Well, hello, adventurers. Thanks for listening to The First Watch. The audio for this podcast is taken from our web show, so if you want the full visual experience, with battle maps, our beautiful players' faces, and me making some, questionable monster grimaces, you can find all the episodes on our YouTube channel via the link in the show notes. But we're so glad you're here and listening, and hope you enjoy the story. Now, on to the adventure. Previously on The First Watch.
My name is Elgar. I'm a lieutenant of Saints Preserve. We found one of these strange portals that's been opening up, and as such, we are expected to gather as much information as we could. Unfortunately, we stepped through and ended up here. I think it would be wiser for me to stay with a group, and since you don't seem intrinsically evil, I see no reason not to.
The weather begins to turn a little bit. It's been pretty dry and arid, and all of a sudden you begin to hear cracks of thunder in the distance. The lightning that flashes through the sky is red and sometimes green, and it is picking up in intensity. The immediate area doesn't have anything that you would imagine would be suitable for the whole night. However, up ahead, and kind of silhouetted from these lightning cracks, you do see where the terrain begins to really get a lot more mountainous, and there's almost like this canyon that you could go through. And you see a lot of places where there's like different rock outcroppings, and you get the idea that if you can make it to there, it's about a quarter mile out. There's lots of places where you could get your back to something, and shield yourself from the wind and the lightning a bit.
And we would be going towards the storm as well?
It is towards the storm, correct. And as you are doing this search, you see this spot where you're pretty sure it'll be safe, but the wind starts to whip up quite a bit more. And it's starting to get loud. And all of a sudden, a couple of those lightning cracks happen within a couple hundred feet of you.
I think quarter mile north, we have a pretty good chance. But we need to get there fast, so everybody needs to run.
Let's go.
Siki, do you want to get on Luna?
Will she let me? I feel like we've had issues with this.
I can work with you on that.
Okay.
And I grab Luna by the head, you know, and I'm petting her while you get up.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. All right. You all begin running in that direction, picking up the pace. As the wind whips up and more sand and dust is kicked up into your faces, I would like everyone to go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw, please.
Does it matter if I put like a scarf over my...
Whatever. Roll it and we'll see.
Are we still blessed?
You are not anymore.
No, sorry.
That would have dropped.
15.
15?
11.
11?
5.
Siki? 5. Elgar?
21.
21. And for nice. Luna?
I don't know her bonus right now, but she got 18.
Okay.
20 total.
Okay. So Elgar, Gamorg, and Luna all seem to be able to, you know, kind of shield yourselves or kind of brace against this wind that's coming and not, you know, inhale or you know, have any issues. Seeky and Hyde, you go to put that that cloth up, and you're not able to get it up in time before you take too deep of a breath, and all of a sudden your mouth and your nostrils are just caked with this coarse sand. Seeky, you are also having a hard time, and before you realize, oh, I should just hold my breath, knowing that you can do so for a long time, all of a sudden you've inhaled a bunch of this sand, and you begin to cough. The both of you begin to cough and retch. You both take 6 points of, we're going to call it, poison damage. It's not a poison per se, but I don't have sand damage. And it is ingested. And you, Seeky, you're on Luna, so you're not going to be slowed down, but Hyde, your speed starts to get slower. You're moving as if through difficult terrain at half speed. And the rest of you notice that Hyde is lagging behind, even though Luna has shot ahead.
Am I close enough to him that I can, like, grab him by the arm and just kind of drag him almost?
You can, yep. Yep. So you kind of trek back and grab his arm and begin to pull. All right.
Come on.
Fine.
Let's go.
All right. I guess.
Okay. It helps having someone help you along. And before too long, Hyde... before too long, Luna gets all the way ahead to kind of the first little area where there's some bluffs, and she kind of hides underneath a big jut of rock. Seeky, you kind of get off and begin coughing and expelling the sand from your lungs. Gamorg is soon to follow, and then not too long after, you see Elgar dragging Hyde in, and both of you kind of fall down, backs against this rock, and the wind just whipping about you.
So are we poisoned?
You're not poisoned, no.
Okay, so we're not continuing to take damage.
No, you're not continuing to take damage.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw up a little sand real quick.
Little fur ball of sand.
Sandball.
I'm going to very carefully move so he doesn't throw up on my armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, sand under.
Nice. Oh, shot. That's not pleasant.
I would like Gamorg and Elgar to make perception checks, please. As you resisted kind of ingesting the sand, you still have your wits about you at the moment.
Two,
okay.
15.
A 15, okay. Gamorg, you don't really see anything out through the sand as you're kind of getting your bearings and looking around. Elgar, as you kind of place your sword into the ground and take a moment to shield your eyes and look about and make sure you're in a safe area, you begin to see this, as the lightning flashes, you begin to see these strange, almost shadows on the horizon. And you think it's a trick of the light, and then another lightning flash, and you see, just for a moment in that silhouette, a large looming shape. That then when the lightning flashes again, it's gone. You begin to see shadows cast against the stone in various places of smaller, two-headed creatures without ever seeing an actual being. You see at one point, almost as if out of nowhere, a forest appears. And it disappears in the light. And it's beginning to pick up in intensity, the number of sightings that you're seeing as the lightning flashes.
I'm going to kind of... So, I'm looking out towards the ravine, I guess, and they're behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to kind of, like, pull my sword out and kind of almost... I don't want to say barricade them, but like push them back against the stone. So I'm between, like, they're against the wall and I'm in front of them.
What's happening? What are you doing right
there,
now?
There's something not right out there. And I'm not sure what it is, but I'd rather have your backs against the wall and my back against a wall as well.
Can I take a peek, or am I still too out of it?
No, at this point, I would say everyone else can look, and you, now being kind of directed by Elgar, begin to see similar things appearing. All of a sudden, there's an additional mountain that disappears. Again, the forest appears and disappears. A large shape, three times your size, with tentacles coming off of it, appears on the top of a rock and then vanishes with the next lightning strike.
So this is all coming and going with the lightning, right?
With the lightning.
Like, it's silhouetted.
It's like every time the lightning flashes, you see like a silhouette and a brief flash of something else, and then on the next flash, it's gone. Is anyone, I believe you are, Siki, is anyone trained in Arcana? So proficient in Arcana. Okay, so Siki, this would be your role. To do it
for Arcana?
Yep.
What is this place?
Okay. 14.
A 14. You're not 100% certain, but you know that in this realm, the planes of existence, the barrier between them is thin. It's where the Arcanists say they draw their magic from pulling from one plane to the next and pulling that energy through to cast spells. As an Arcana cleric, you know that the gods provide magic, but that there's some truth to this idea that there's more ways than one to gain a power. And you also know in your study of the arcane that a great storm such as this, an earthquake, a volcano eruption, large natural disasters can create a catalyst sometimes for a shifting of the planes.
So it's kind of hard to explain, guys, but it's like when someone's doing a magic show and like you get a little too close to the curtain and like you can't quite see what's going on, but you see the trick cards and stuff. That's kind of where we are right now. Like, there's a lot of magic here, and it can get a little like wibbly wobbly timey wimey. So, you know, maybe the best thing to not stay around here for a super long time. Does that make sense?
But is it any smarter to go out there and try and go through it?
Considering that's kind of how we got here, I would say no. Unless we want to just, you know, somewhere else.
Besides, take it from me. If you go out there, you're gonna get your lungs full of sand.
That too. That was not cool.
Which looked rather painful, to be honest.
Definitely was. Real quick, if I turn around, we're not like in the beginning of a cavern, right? This is not like the mouth of a cavern or anything.
It's just it's like not a cavern. It's more like a canyon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So I guess we should just wait out the storm.
I mean, it blew up, so maybe it'll blow on past.
I mean, to be honest, I don't know if storms work the same down here. Nothing has been similar, so one could only hope so, but hopefully this doesn't last days or months or years. Kind of a bummer, I'm sorry.
That would be depressing.
All right, maybe we should just start the fire and see where that takes us. Is that safe? Do you think last time we started the fire, we...
You are beginning to have to raise your voice to have this conversation, even standing just a few feet away from each other. The wind is getting louder. You're having to, you know, even against this rock, you're having to kind of like pull up your cloaks to shield yourself. Lightning strikes are happening very close by at the moment.
You said we're in Like a canyon?
You're like kind of like right at the beginning of a canyon. Yes.
So like our back is against the wall and we have some cover on off top.
So but... so there's a canyon within it. There's like different rock, you know, rocky juts out and everything. You've kind of like found one and like backed yourself up against it, but you're not like in a fully enclosed cave. You're like sort of like just a little bit of shelter where the wind can still get to you and everything.
If I look around, does it look like there's anywhere close by that might be a little bit better protection? Maybe even a small cave?
Make a perception check at disadvantage. At this point, the wind and the sand is obscuring your vision.
At disadvantage?
Disadvantage.
Damn it. All right, well, that was an 18.
An
18? The first one was a nat 20.
Oof.
So I was like,
18's not
yeah.
bad.
You look about and you don't see a cave per se. There are places that, you know, perhaps the rock comes up more and gives you a little bit more shelter. Like if you kind of had the time to shop around, you could probably find, you know, more protection than you've got right here. But like a cave per se does not seem apparent at the moment.
Siki, do you have anything that perhaps could cover us or give us more protection?
I do not. That is the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I just got that spell.
I guess this is a group vote. Do you all want to stay here and just tough it out, or do you want to keep looking for maybe a better spot? I vote for here, but I'm a little biased because I did not like that sand in my lungs experience.
Yeah. I think you guys know better than I do, but it seems like maybe staying put seems the smartest.
Siki?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how bad the storm's gonna get. Is Luna gonna be okay if we're gonna be out here? I know she's tough.
I mean, she's going to be just as good here as she's going to be anywhere else. We're just in a bad situation.
I would like everyone, and roll one for Luna as well, to roll a d20, no modifiers.
I get a 7, Luna get a 10.
Okay.
6.
17.
15.
There's a crack of lightning that hits kind of one of the rocks nearby, but doesn't strike any of you at the moment. But it lights up everything very blinding for a moment as you're having this conversation and deliberating.
From now on, I just want to give like all my attention to Luna and make sure that she's not like freaking out or spooked or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say actually go ahead and roll on another D20 for her. This is one of those spook checks.
Can I add my, what is that? Animal handling to that?
No, but I'll say roll with advantage.
Okay. 16 total.
Okay, yeah. No, she you're able to keep her under control.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to be hanging on to her and reassuring her yep. everything's okay.
Yep. So, what are you all doing?
Question, is there anywhere, like, close by that maybe there's a pile of rocks or anything that's taller than I am?
Oh, yeah, all over the place. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to blip out to one of them.
Okay.
Whatever the closest one is. I'm going to take my short sword, not my great sword.
Okay.
My short sword, and I'm just going to, like, jam it in the top so the blade's sticking up.
Okay.
To try and attract the lightning over there and away from all my armor.
Okay. Okay. As you run out and run back, go and roll a d20 for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Don't get electrocuted.
16.
Goodbye, Elgar. You'll okay. be missed.
16.
So you run out, you jam your short sword, you run back. Nothing seems to happen. And you watch and you wait. Lightning strikes a couple places. Kaboom! There's a huge strike of lightning right at the spot where the sword was. The rocks around it go flying. You're all far enough away at this point that you can kind of like shield yourselves and you don't get like pelted with stones. But that short sword's gone.
Damn it.
That was...
Maybe we should keep moving.
At least it wasn't you. Yeah, I think maybe we should get out of here.
Yeah.
We can't go anywhere. Look at this guy. He's full metal. If we go anywhere, he's going to get struck and we're going to die too.
How about he walks ahead?
How about you put all of your armor in a bag? And...
Or...
He's got a lot.
Yeah, you do have a lot.
And also, the lightning would strike the bag too, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Probably.
Question, is protection from energy applicable to the lightning too?
Let me double check that.
Guys, we need to stay here. Going out is not smart at all.
It gives resistance to a type of damage, and that would include lightning damage. So resistance means that if you were struck, you'd only take half damage.
Okay. I'm just going to go...
stop you from getting struck.
Lean over and tap him on the shoulder and give him protection from energy.
All right. As you all sit here deliberating, I'd like everyone to roll another d20.
9.
6 for me and 18 for Luna.
Okay.
Ooh, 13.
13?
17.
17, okay. No lightning strikes on any of you yet. But they
this
are
is a fun
happening
game.
Around
this
you.
This is so much fun.
And it is hard to hear each decisions. Other.
We need to get out of here.
Wait, where are we supposed to go?
I don't know. But I think we just need to like run away.
That is bad. Badness.
Can we wrap some cloth around our faces and just run?
I can hold my breath for a really long time, so I'm good.
Bad idea.
Hold on.
I feel like at this point, I'm going to get hit by lightning either way.
You're definitely going to get hit by lightning. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe
DM, we're in the beginning of a canyon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the canyon just keeps going forward.
Yep.
Okay. So how about we just keep moving along the wall up the canyon, and maybe we can find a cave or something.
Yes, let's do that.
But let's not go out in the middle
of
a storm and
I just think
with
we
a
need
cloth to... around our eyes and see what happens.
We just need to do something.
All right.
Yes.
So how about 3 people on one side of the canyon and the other 2 on the other side, and we'll just keep moving along the wall.
Cool. I'm holding my breath.
Okay. Which 2 are heading to the other side?
I'll go to the other side.
Okay.
I'll stay with him, I guess, in case he gets hit by lightning.
That's a team that's going to get struck by lightning, so.
I'll go with him.
Okay, so Elgar and Siki head on to the other side of the canyon. You're about 50 feet away. It's about 50-foot wide canyon. As the 5 of you begin to scooch away along the wall, Luna
before,
kind of slinking next to you.
Before they leave to the other side, Siki, do you have any sort of bright light or some sort of sign that you can give us if you find something? Because we're not going to be able to hear each other. Yes, you do. Okay.
Do we?
Okay.
If nothing else, I can make a light if needed.
Okay. And we can improvise when the time comes. All right. Let's go.
Watch for improvise.
Okay.
All right, so you all begin making your way down the side of the canyon. As you continue to slink your way through, it's slow going in order to try to keep as much protection as possible from the elements. I would like everyone to roll another Constitution saving throw. It's a lower DC because you're in the canyon and you've got more protection. So we'll do that one first.
Is this for lightning or sand?
This is for sand.
So do I have to roll?
I would say roll with advantage.
Okay.
For you, because you're holding your breath.
Oh, her.
For her.
13 for me, 15 for Luna.
Okay. The mark?
24.
24. Algar?
16.
16. And Seeky.
This is Constitution?
Constitution save.
9.
A 9. Okay.
With advantage?
Yeah, the other one was a 2.
Oof. Okay, so Seeky, despite holding your breath, you find yourself getting sand in your eyes, and that makes you kind of lose your breath for a moment, and then you take it in to your lungs again, and you begin hacking up again. You're going to take another 6 points of damage
as you
lose your concentration on holding your breath and inhale more of the sand, and you're going slow. I would like now everyone to roll a d20 for lightning. 18.
3 for me, 17 for Luna.
Okay.
This is just straight roll?
Straight roll, yeah.
3!
3, okay.
So why not?
Elgar?
No.
13.
13. The DC is 3s and lowers get struck.
What?
So, as you are moving your way along, lightning continues to strike, and all of a sudden, 2 bolts come down out of the sky, and one of them hits the spot right next to you, Hyde. It doesn't hit you directly, but you get blown back, like a piece of the lightning kind of like zaps off and hits you, and you get hit with rocks that get thrown around as well. You're going to take... the dice here. You're going to take 15 points of lightning damage from the strike. Seeky, as you're kind of coughing and trying to get your bearings and like get another clean breath to hold, you also unfortunately step out a little bit, and you're going to take 11 points of lightning damage as you get struck in the shell and get thrown backwards against the stone wall. And all of a sudden, as you're kind of hearing more lightning crashes and feeling the pain of the lightning rack through your body, there's a very surreal moment where everything goes completely quiet. The sand is gone. There's no more lightning strikes.
And this is for everyone, right?
This is for everyone. And you reach, and all of a sudden your hand misses the wall that was next to you, and you kind of clear your eyes of any residual sand.
Oh my god.
And you look around. You're not in the canyon. You're in a forest. A forest clearing. Standing almost on the top of a small mountain and just looking out at a beautiful, beautiful, huge moon-lit night. Stars shining brighter than you've ever seen them before. Constellations you don't recognize. The moon hanging and providing almost enough light to read by. And trees that sway and move, but not together as if in some wind, almost independently as you look down upon them.
Is there any trees near me?
There are. Yep, there's a couple trees nearby.
Can I take a branch with, like, any foliage from a tree?
You grab, and you pull it off, and you look, and these leaves are long and thin, and they almost have, like, a silver appearance to them. And you touch one, and it, almost like a dandelion, scatters its seeds. The leaf itself kind of crumbles and out into the night. Crack! There's another crack of thunder and of lightning. And all of a sudden, you're hit with the wind again and blasted as you find yourself shifted back to this plane of existence. Hide the branch still in your hand.
Amazing. No more foliage though, right? Just the branch?
The branch with a couple leaves on it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
I'm going to attempt to cure wounds myself and then hold my breath again.
Yeah, you're able to get a clean breath. You do cure wounds. Go ahead and roll for that.
Yeah. We don't have any healing potions.
I don't believe you do, no.
Cool. 5 points, that's great. Okay.
You continue to make your way through, and you don't find a cave, but the morgue and Hyde, you do find a spot where it is a little bit almost like a half cave. Like, it doesn't give you full protection, but it's almost like a little divot in the stone. And you think there's enough room to kind of cram the five of you in there. And you kind of poke your head in real quick, and yeah, it's still not, you know, it's not a bed and breakfast, but it's a lot more protection than you've had so far.
Okay, Gamorg, I have an idea, and I really hope it doesn't backfire.
Okay.
You gotta do this with me, okay? And then I start howling, oh, oh, in order to get Luna to do it. And hopefully that can get the attention of the people across the canyon from us.
Okay. Roll an animal handling check.
Come on, baby.
I'm helping.
We've been doing this
with advantage
since we were kids. Animal handling.
Yep.
That is 22.
22. Okay. Luna picks up on it and begins to howl out into the sky. Elgar and Siki, what are your passive perceptions?
Passive?
Passive, yes.
Come on, y'all. 10.
12.
10? 12. It's a pretty loud storm. You don't hear a howl in the midst of the howling winds. And you didn't know to listen for it. So
how far away are they?
Unfortunately, they don't hear you. They're about 50 feet away.
I'm going to shoot an arrow in front of, not close, but about maybe about 10 feet in front of the farthest one up.
That was
I'll say go ahead and roll an attack because there is a lot of wind going on. So go ahead and roll just to see if you get the trajectory right.
That'll be 17.
17, that's good enough. Okay. Yeah, so all of a sudden about 10 feet in front of you, Elgar, ting, an arrow pings off the rock wall in front of you.
Sword immediately comes out. What the?
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like waving.
Can I see him even?
I would say yes. I mean, it's obscured, but you see a shape kind of wave in his hand. You would know that would be Gamorg.
That looks like that might be your friend.
I'm still howling.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. Why are they howling? Or...
You know, there could be many reasons. I should probably go see what it is.
Well, you go ahead and go first, because if I run with you, we're both going to get hit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's about 50-50 right about now. Sure. Go ahead.
All right. You run across. You do not get struck by lightning.
Yay.
You make your way across to where Gamorg and Hyde have found this little kind of pseudo cave to take shelter in.
Gamorg, the howling work. Come on. Give me a high five. Yeah.
Perfect contact.
All right. I guess I'm going to make a run for it.
Okay. I would like you to roll a d20.
Jam the helmet on and just like book it.
Yep.
Jam the helmet on.
Roll a thing to see if my thing held up. It probably did not, so sorry.
Just a straight d20?
Straight d20.
16.
Okay, so you do not get struck by lightning as you go across. And before too long, Elgar's armored self comes through the sandstorm and meets up with you on the other side of the canyon.
Good. Well, this is better, right?
This seems better, definitely.
I like this.
This is This is probably as good as we're gonna get.
True. I wouldn't suggest starting a fire, though. I think it'll be blown out before you even get it started.
Yeah.
Hi, you're looking a little charred there, buddy. You doing okay?
Ah. And I'm gonna do cure wounds on myself, too.
Your fur does seem to be standing on end a little.
Do we, if I look around, do I see anything that looks threatening, or are we in a pretty safe spot?
Yeah. Go ahead and roll a perception check.
Got 5 points back.
Not so good.
Nope. Nothing.
Hard to see through the sandstorm.
Cool, this looks like a great spot to do a 10-minute spell. I'm going to do Prayer of Healing.
Okay. You do manage to get through your 10-minute spell with no issues, so Prayer of Healing is cast.
Cool. Let me look up what it does.
I'm just going to take a position out, I guess, at the front of the cave, just staring out at full guard kind of thing.
I mean, he's really good, right?
Yeah, he's like,
we can take lessons.
The real deal. Like, standing at attention, he's got that giant sword.
I mean,
I'm kind of jealous of the sword.
Let's not sell ourselves short. We take watches, we stand guard, right?
Yeah, but we don't do it like this guy. We don't look like that.
He just has a big sword.
He's got a big sword.
It helps, you know.
It does help.
Sells the image.
The sword is good. I should get me one of those.
Can you hear us saying all this?
Can I hear them saying all this?
Roll a perception check. It's a small cave, but it is still
it's
in the middle
a sandstorm.
We're like no fangirling over him.
You're not that far away.
Yeah,
it's tiny.
It's we're shielded from all that, so.
It's a nine.
A nine? You're picking up some chatter, but not easy to make out what they're saying.
You just hear your name, Elgar. Man. Big shield, big sword.
Big sword. His sword is huge.
Sword is huge.
All right.
So you all begin to kind of bed down and find whatever shelter you can. The night is fitful, and it is hard to sleep in a night like this.
So everyone gets 10 points back, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So 10 points from the Prayer of Healing. You do finally, one by one, drift off to sleep and get some rest. When you wake up, you feel stiff and sore, and there's sand in places there shouldn't be sand. The two of you who got zapped by lightning, especially, just your joints ache. It's like some of the worst parts of a hangover, just that dehydration in you almost, a splitting headache when you come to. But everyone does get the benefit of your night's rest, if just barely. And as you look out from the cavern now and into the larger canyon, it's interesting because that branch with those silver leaves that you had taken with you, Hyde, you see a few of those scattered about on the canyon floor. You look up, and sitting on top of one of these little rock pillars that's in the middle of the canyon are three of these trees just displaced here and now growing. And you look out past and out scattered along the canyon edge. And even down in the canyon in places, it's intermittent. But you see more of these silver-leafed trees that somehow in the shift of the plains during the night found themselves displaced here.
Would I recognize these trees at all?
Roll an Arcana check. Or a history check. You might have it with history.
Either way, it's going to be 16.
16? doesn't ring a bell. They're very beautiful, but there's something ethereal about them in that there's a shimmering to them that is not of anything that you've seen in this world.
I just want to be clear. You all saw that yesterday, right? The forest? That wasn't just me?
The trees?
No, I saw it.
It's quite pretty.
That was weird.
Peaceful.
Is that what you were talking about, Siki, with the magic and the curtains and the cards? I didn't really get it.
I mean, maybe? You know, it's kind of hard to tell.
You know, something that I'm thinking about is that perhaps if these trees got transported, then maybe there's a pond or something that got transported to, you know, some water, because I am starting to think about that. And this is a desert. I don't think we're gonna find water any other way.
Yeah.
Maybe. Let's just keep going north and see what we see.
You continue your trek north through the canyon, still seeing more and more of the trees. And actually, as you continue walking, it gets thicker in places. There's almost like small batches of forest that have been displaced here. After an hour or two, you find yourself coming to the end of the canyon and kind of grabbing some rocks and making your way up to the top, and at times being able to grab the root of a branch of a tree that has been, you know, displaced here in the middle of the rock wall side to help your way up. And as you crest the top of the canyon now on what was previously the wasteland looking out, you're looking at an almost lush silver forest. And you look out and seems to be an end to it on the left and right, a ways out, half mile. But you look through and you can't, I mean, it looks like you're standing at the edge of a forest.
So we are at the very edge of it?
Mm-hmm.
Is this part, Siki, you seem to be the one that knows. Is this part of the natural landscape, or did this get transported from the other realm?
I mean, this doesn't look like it should fit, right?
It does not. This is the trees that you're seeing, and Hyde, you would know this too, being a ranger of the forest. They're not like jungle trees. They're not like the pine forests of Alson. This is something completely unheard of or unseen, in that it's silvery and gray and almost shimmering at times. And you look in and it's unlike anything you've ever seen, other than that brief moment when in the middle of the storm there was the quiet and you were in the forest.
I don't know how all of you feel about this, but I'll tell you that I much rather be in a forest than in a desert.
Yeah, same here.
It's my opinion.
I do agree, but forest has its own dangers.
Did this go somewhere else, or did we go somewhere else? You know, like, is this transported from a different place, or are we about to walk through one of those portals again?
I don't know. Can I climb a tree, like the nearest tree, and see if I can just peek over the forest?
You can. Yep.
Before he runs up, can I cast Enhance Ability?
Sure.
Okay. Ooh.
What are you enhancing? What that does.
I am enhancing his
good looks.
Eyesight.
Uh, So that is a wisdom enhancement for because perception is a wisdom ability.
Yes.
Okay. So you cast enhance ability and enhance Hyde's wisdom. Hyde, you scurry up a tree. Not a problem for a ranger of the jungles, a tabaxi ranger of the jungles. Don't even need to roll for it. You do find yourself up amongst these very thin but incredibly strong branches. You're very careful testing them out because they look too thin to support your weight. But as you push against them and kind of give them a little bit of play, they're incredibly strong. And you find yourself now up near the top of one of these trees, and there's almost no sway to it the way you would normally expect there to be. And you look out, and this silver forest goes for quite a ways. As you look out, I want you to make a perception check to see how far you see and what details you gain.
And this is what she just gave me, so advantage, or do I add anything to my roll? Or
let me look.
And it would be perception, right?
Yes. Advantage on wisdom checks. So yes, you roll with advantage.
25.
Okay. You look out, and there's a little bit of fog out on the edge of the forest. And you're looking, and you're seeing nothing but silver trees. You look behind you, and you can see the canyon with all the different kind of bits that have been kind of spottily placed. And you look past that and see the arid wasteland beyond that. And as you're looking north and looking past into the silver forest, the fog clears just a little bit. And you see green leaves, large green leaves, ones you're very familiar with. And you see also sticking just above the canopy, a stone structure. Hard to tell what it is from here. But it looks like the forest changes into something a little more familiar, a little more jungle-like. And there's some sort of building there.
So how far away is the separation between forest and jungle?
Probably about a mile.
Okay. And how far away is the stone structure?
It's right there, kind of like at that spot. So yeah, all about roughly a mile away.
Okay. And just true north?
A little northeast, but northern, yes.
Okay. I come down. Well, I don't know if this is the same realm or not, but I can tell you that if we keep going forward for about a mile, we'll be going into the jungles. Something that we've heard about, correct? Right, Siki? I remember you saying something about some jungles.
Isn't that where you grew up?
I grew up, I'm from the jungles, but these are not my jungles.
It doesn't look like the same geography.
I mean, I don't know, DM, would I know? Would I be able to?
I mean, you grew up in the southern jungles, and you're south. And it's the jungles. So, like, while you never knew this wasteland area outside of it,
okay,
it's not a huge leap to think that you might run into some familiar places.
Okay, maybe this is home, but I doubt it. This feels very different, but I don't know. Also, within the jungles is some sort of stone structure, too. But we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
A building.
A structure, yes. Big enough to be taller than the trees.
Wow.
In the jungle, that could be quite large. All right.
I say we go forward cautiously. I mean, this is what we were hoping to see.
Yeah.
So we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Is it just forest and then jungle?
Just like magic.
Cool, let's do it.
Never seen anything like it in my life. This whole place is just a weird nightmare dream thing.
It's okay. A little odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's go forward. There's a little north and a little east, so we'll keep that in mind. But let's go.
Okay. Will you lead the way?
Okay.
All right. Do you lead you? Go ahead.
I was going to say I'll lead the way, but I also want to be listening for any sounds of water, like any streams or anything like that.
Yeah. So, Hyde, you lead the way into the Silver Forest first and begin to pick your way through. As you all enter, it was midday when you kind of came upon this. After the first couple dozen feet into the forest, into the Silver Forest, you feel like you're walking at night. It's not that it's completely dark. It's just that it feels like it's moonlight that you're walking under. As the silver canopy changes the color and the mood of the forest, and things are eerily silent. Every once in a while, a little bird call, little scuttle of something. There seems to be life here somewhere.